For many children, Christmas is the most magical time of the year. It is the one day of the year where they get to wake up in the morning, not have to go to school, and enter the world of the imagination. The presents under the Christmas tree are much more than toys. They are vehicles to help the child enter the world of creativity, where they can wander free, without the constraints of authority figures and the physical world. As they unwrap that toy gun or that walkie-talkie set, they are opening much-needed supplies for a great adventure. As they unwrap the gifts, they are already planning and preparing to sail the high seas in search for treasure, to command armies in the name of honor, to explore unknown regions of this world, or even blast off to a distant planet in space. In their imagination, they are unburdened by the weight of this world, that weight that may have crushed their parents and stolen their innocence. But the child's innocence is a reminder to their parents, not just of what was, but what can be. Looking through the eyes of a child, you see a world not of rules and constraints, but endless possibilities. A world where people are good, brave, honest, and kind. A world where people choose to step into who they truly are, instead of who they were instructed they have to be. If the parent allows themselves, they can join their children in that moment. They can be reminded of who they were before they experienced the harsh, unforgiving nature of this world and became a taxpayer. The child's innocence, curiosity, and desire for creativity and exploration may seem naive to the parent who is beaten down and jaded. But the real naivety is submitting to the pressures of this world, accepting things as they are, instead of dreaming of how they can be. The greatest mistake any adult can make is allowing others to crush their desire to explore and dreams. An individual is much more than just a taxpayer, and children need to see that. They need examples of men and women not just struggling to get by, working tirelessly to afford their taxes, which are used to fund horrific and bloody foreign wars. They need to see adults living with purpose, whose spirits have not been crushed by the weight of this world. Adults who didn't grow out of dreaming, but instead made those dreams reality. This Christmas, let's cherish freedom and imagination. Let's attempt to see the world around us through the eyes of a child and reclaim what was taken from us, the freedom to truly be ourselves. As you sit around the fire as a family, smoking cigarettes and listening to Bitcoin podcasts, let your children know you love them, not just by saying it or showering them with gifts, but by joining them in the stories they are crafting in their heads. Encourage them to learn, to ask questions, and explore beyond the desks they are chained to in school. Creativity is not something to ever be discouraged, but something to be cherished. For if we don't cherish it, we will be destined for a future full of reruns of the same Disney movies and soul-crushing compliance. A future where death and taxes are the only things that are certain. While death may be inevitable, choosing to truly live is a choice you have to make every day. It may be hard to feel and to dream because it may feel like your dreams may have been crushed over and over again. But instead of giving up and dwelling on the past, let's look to the future that is yet to be written. Where anything is possible because you refuse to give up.
Do you remember what it was like when you were young? Presents under the tree, your story had just begun. Childhood innocence, free of the burdens and responsibility. endless ideas to explore, unaware of life's fragility. Do you remember when life was magical? When you saw the world through the eyes of a child? This Christmas, let us remember we will never ever surrender our creativity and our minds, choosing to be warm and kind. Let's be with the ones we love and choose to rise above. Let's see the world through the eyes of a child and enjoy some innocence for a while. You are more than a taxpayer slaving away to afford the bill. Please, Lord, answer this prayer. Give me the courage and will to stand up in the midst of chaos and really choose to live. To let go of burdens that weigh on us and have the courage to forgive. Do you remember when life was magical? When you saw the world through the eyes of a child? This Christmas, let us remember we will never ever surrender our creativity and our minds, choosing to be warm and kind. Let's be with the ones we love and choose to rise above. Let's see the world through the eyes of a child and enjoy some innocence for a while. And enjoy some innocence for a while. Need more examples of how not to be. Let's be examples of what it means to be free, to have hope that the future will be better, and force our kids to wear ugly Christmas sweaters. Life moves too quick to not cherish these moments, so enjoy the opportunity to forget your employment. Remember what it was like to be a kid before you listen to what Bitcoin did. Let your mind run wild and free and choose to be happy and filled with glee. Let life be magical just for a minute. Having fun is how we will win it.
For many, this may be a challenging Christmas. They are sitting and staring at spreadsheets, attempting to figure out how they will be able to afford both taxes and Christmas presents for their families. Many won't be able to afford both, so they have to make hard decisions this holiday. While the economy is doing completely fine, it may not feel like it for so many people who worked diligently over the past year. But just because times may be difficult, it's not an excuse to give up and lose hope. There are still Bitcoin podcasts to listen to and work to be done. One lesson I learned about the holidays is that if this particular holiday is tough, it could be nice to stop for a moment and remember the good times in the past. There was a time when I was a child, before I knew of the existence of PodConf and the CIA. The neighborhood boys would share some cigarettes together after playing tackle football in the snow. To us, there was no such thing as cold. Our fingers would be freezing, and the wind would make it hard to light the cigarette, so we would huddle around each other in order to block the wind. We would run outside through blizzards, building snow forts and waging battles against visible enemies of epic proportions. We would wait up late at night, listening to the radio for the announcement that school had been closed due to snow. We were truly free in those moments and thought the world was ours. It may have been the closest to heaven on earth I will ever experience. Christmas was a magical time in the Greaser household. It was one of the few times of the year my father would be home from work and be truly present. We would sit around the fire, listening to the radio, telling stories, smoking cigarettes. I was 10 when my father gave me my first typewriter. We spent the day together as he taught me how to use it. I looked at my father proudly as I typed my first few words, slowly as to not make any mistakes, and told him that I would become a credentialed journalist one day. He looked down at me proudly and said, "I know you will. You aren't smart enough to do much else." I hope you have fond memories of Christmas as a child, and I hope you can make Christmas special for your children. Some of my fondest memories do not revolve around the gifts I received, but around the presence of my parents. The holidays were one of the few times that they were able to put their stress aside and truly be there with us. I felt seen and known in those brief yet spectacular moments. You never know how good you have it until it's gone. Now that I'm older, my liver doesn't work as well anymore. I found myself tired and frustrated many days. My joints ache as I type away at my typewriter, trying to cover the most important stories in a strange and rapidly changing world. I feel the burden of responsibility, working tirelessly to ensure my wife and son have enough cigarettes to get them through the week. But I know how good I have it, and I'm enjoying every moment of it, even the hard ones. There will be a day where my hands ache too much to type, my brain too slow to think, but that day is not today, and so I sit here typing away at my typewriter, chain-smoking Marlboro Reds. I know my father is proud of me. All the hard work he put toward providing for our family has paid off, and I am now one of the world's premier credentialed journalists. I like to imagine he's in heaven, looking down proudly. In my version of heaven, people still listen to Bitcoin podcasts there. As I reflect on my past, I can't help but feel nostalgic, yet hopeful. Christmas is about magic. It's about pausing to remember the things that really matter in life. It is about celebrating hope, that even in the darkest times, a spark has the ability to turn the tide of human history. Life is what you make of it. There's so much that we cannot control, but if we allow those things to rule us, we forget that we have the power to make decisions for ourselves. If we surrender our power to others, we surrender our ability to make a difference, to do something. We surrender our very souls. Life is too short to get caught up in worry and despair. You are the hero in the story you are writing for yourself. I want to thank everyone who supported The Bugle over the past 2 years. Our news agency is growing solely because of your support. This Christmas will be a special one in the Greaser household, and it's because of people like you.
I want to thank you all for tuning in to this year's edition of the Bugle Christmas Special. All over the country, and even the world, people are tuning in to Bitcoin podcasts. Families are able to afford both taxes and Christmas presents for their kids because they did the proof of work and understand Bitcoin enough to save in it. Families are coming together to discuss macro and revel in how hot Lynn Alden is. As Santa is preparing for flight, readying his sleigh with crypto cloaks, doodads, and bit axes, he is listening to Max's latest Ungovernable Misfits podcast. While individuals like Lindsey Graham are attempting to ruin this day for the entire world, having written to Santa that all he wants for Christmas is for the U.S. to finally be able to invade Iran, people aren't about to let the warmongers get them down. Instead, they are looking past their differences and are focusing on what truly matters. This year, more Christmas dinner tables will resemble Bitcoin podcasts than ever before. Kids will teach their grandmas how to securely and discreetly store open dimes in prison wallets in order to cross borders in adversarial ways. New computer hardware will be downloading the entire Bitcoin blockchain, educating individuals on the arbitrary data caps their ISPs set that they didn't even know existed before. While the world looks crazy and the economy is fine, it is in moments like this that we remember that things can be different. If we prioritize the ones we love, use our brains, and hope to live a fulfilled life beyond struggling to afford to pay taxes, maybe we can build something better together. Bitcoin fixes all of our problems, and though sometimes it doesn't feel like it, Bitcoin has already won. Take a moment to smell the roses. Remember the part you played on this glorious crusade against fiat money. If you have it hard, remember, the cantillionaires are quaking in their boots, maybe realizing for the first time they are about to get steamrolled by a bunch of orange cells who might lack proper credentials, but have been diligently listening to 40 hours of Bitcoin podcasts a week. They might not be able to get Aubrey Strobel to go with them to Away Slices Christmas Party, but they sure as hell are able to bring central bankers to their knees. Make sure to reach out to your friends and wish them a Merry Christmas. Take a moment to feel sorry for Jews like Fundamentals, who will be celebrating Hanukkah, going to the movies, and eating Chinese food instead of lighting up a Christmas tree. Make sure to smoke more cigarettes than normal this holiday. This moment will only happen once, so you might as well enjoy it. This has been a special Bugle production. Merry Christmas to all, and have a beautiful night.
Right in the middle of it, as soon as I got Mary's telegram. Good idea, Ernie. A toast to my big brother George, the richest man in town.
Christmas present from a very dear friend of mine.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right.
Attaboy, Clarence.